As we see the August 2nd deadline looming and the two parties feuding regarding the U.S. debt ceiling, we realize that our government is not so much in the business of conducting business, but in the business of waste, lies, obfuscations, and destruction of the lives of Americans and the immigrants who have worked so hard to make this country a beautiful, productive, and successful place. For it is on the backs of these working people that the billionaires have made their fortunes and incurred this unfathomable debt. This fact is never mentioned when discussing taxing the rich, and that without the poor, there would be no rich, and without the wars, there would be little debt. I have said many times, a general strike would be an excellent tonic for this nation. Like they do in Europe, the working class comes out in mass and refuses to participate. For until then, mass consciousness will remain mired in the thinking that power is in the hands of the few rather than the many, because in truth, without us, they are nothing. We discussed these very urgent issues last week in syncopation with the 4th of July celebrations at the Mendependence Conference. Local folks gathered at the Mendocino Recreation Center in response to a call from the new director of the Mendocino Environmental Center, Justin Calvino, and his co-worker, Sarah Bodner, in an effort to define and declare sovereignty. Much of the panel discussions over the weekend focused on the very question, what is sovereignty? The most common definition was control over local resources, including media, education, energy, food, security, jobs, and health. We have long relied on the federal government to provide us these things, and at the same time, we are subject to their mood swings and strange, unpredictable behaviors. Let's take healthcare, for example. For so long, we have been on our knees begging the government to provide us with universal healthcare, and what we got was not. I know there have been improvements, like the fact that insurance providers can no longer deny coverage to a patient with pre-existing conditions, or the fact that you can keep your children on your policy until they are 26. Bravo. But how much does it cost us, and what kind of healthcare are they providing? Well, we rank 38th in care in the world, behind Costa Rica, Chile, Denmark, etc. Most people I know that find themselves in the maze of American healthcare have to go through so many tests and get a lot sicker before they get better, if they ever get better. So, in a state of sovereignty, we create a local system of healthcare that sustains our health and prevents disease, rather than being dependent on a system that tends to be dangerous and near collapse. We have a treasure of natural remedies and herbs growing wild here in Mendocino County that could keep a majority of us in good health for a long time. Last week, on Holistic Healing Perspectives, we were informed about Kangen water systems that transform our water from an acidic or neutral pH to a basic pH. Listeners chimed in on how miraculously, the water changed their lives for the better. Marijuana is a locally grown medicine and is also proven as an antidepressant and pain manager. From the sea, we have a valuable resource in iodine-rich seaweed, a definite protection against free-floating radiation. Sovereignty advises that we as a community invest in this kind of infrastructure. At Mendependence, we discussed the power grid and a way to generate our own electricity from the sun, wind, and perhaps biomass. As we see the unemployment rate climb, we need to ask ourselves what kind of industries can we create? What are our assets? What are our talents? For it is not the government or the billionaires that will provide jobs. It is we, ourselves. Of course, I dream of President Obama walking out to that bully pulpit to announce a new WPA. That's the Works Progress Administration, like the one created in 1939 by FDR, employing millions of unskilled workers to carry out public works projects. Almost every community in the United States had a park, bridge, or school constructed by the agency, which especially benefited rural and western areas. Yes, that would be on the heels of the president writing an executive order rescinding all tax breaks for anyone who makes over $1 million a year and removing subsidies for things like the $126 million for the horse racing industry or the $3 billion in irrigation subsidies that provide our nation's fast food French fries or making a change in the mining law of 1872, which regulates the extraction of hard rock minerals. Since 1872, land and mineral values have risen considerably. Between $2 and $4 billion worth of royalty-free minerals are extracted each year from public lands. Oh, what the people could do with all that money. But I fear Obama will do no such thing. He appears to be another puppet on a string. The time has come, my friends, for us to claim sovereignty, and you can do so at the Mendependence website, amendependence.com. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.